This is 90.9 WBUR's Weekend Edition. I'm Sharon Brody. On the first anniversary of the 2016 election, a new book arrived. It seems both of the moment and also like a glimpse into a distant past. The title, Obama, An Intimate Portrait. The author is Massachusetts native and BU alum Pete Souza, the former chief official White House photographer.
I probably go through life as a observer. Even when I'm getting my hair cut, I'm watching and imagining what's in front of me that would make a good photograph, and subconsciously framing that picture, even though I'm not really doing it.
How much of your photography is the eye and the patience? How much of it is the training and the gear?
Of those factors that you just mentioned, I think the gear is the least important part. I often have young photographers ask me, what kind of camera do you use? And I always say, whichever one I have with me. I mean, the camera is a tool. As long as you have a tool with you, then what's important is your eye. I think I'm a better photographer today than I was when I was 25. I may not move as fast. I may have trouble kneeling down on cement floors. Today, but I feel that I'm a better photographer. I think my eye is better than it was when I was in my 20s.
And how did you train your eye?
Take lots of pictures. I think it was Cartier-Bresson that said any photographer's worst pictures are his first 10,000. So I learned by the mistakes I made. I learned how to use available light, natural light, learned patience, as you say. You know, a lot of my job was kind of like watching paint dry, because sometimes you're just hanging around for minutes and hours. It's those unexpected moments that just occur, and those are the ones you have to be ready to capture. You know, you don't know when history is going to happen, and as a result, I felt it was important to always be there.
You are quite adept at capturing that decisive moment. One of your most celebrated images of Obama, the photo shows the president in the White House leaning over so a little boy, an African-American boy who's all dressed up, can reach out and feel Obama's hair. And my understanding is, in this iconic photo, that was actually the only frame you shot of that scene?
Yeah, it happened so fast. I have one frame. I did not usually have my camera set on the motor drive, meaning like 5 frames a second. And if you look at that picture, I mean, I think I actually captured the moment at just the right precise time. But I think compositionally, you could not compare that to a Cartier-Bresson because the composition's not that good. Maybe that's what is authentic about it, though, is, you know, the kind of crop the parents off haphazardly, because it just happened. So unexpectedly that I wasn't really framing my composition very well. But I do think I captured it at just the right precise second.
Now, shifting gears just a little bit, you grew up in South Dartmouth, Massachusetts. You're a Boston University alum. What about your Massachusetts and Boston area experiences do you think influenced your sensibilities?
Wow, that's a good question. I don't know that anybody's ever asked me that before. I think the influence that I had growing up in Massachusetts came from my parents. My mom was a registered nurse, and she would work the 11-to-7 shift. So when we were little kids, she'd put us to bed, and then she'd go to work. And then by the time we woke up, she was home making breakfast for us. And my dad was a boat mechanic, and he worked every day. And I think from both of them, I really learned, you know, that a good work ethic was important. I went to Boston University with the hopes of becoming a sports writer. And then in my junior year at Boston University, I took a photography class. I mean, I still remember the first time. This is in the old darkroom days where you shoot film, you process it in the dark, and you start to make the print in a tray. And as that image starts to appear, I think the first time that I went through that process, I was like, this is magic. This is what I want to do.
After President Obama left the White House, your Instagram account took a sort of remarkable turn, pretty much daily, alluding to, without directly referencing, something said or done by President Trump. You've posted an image of Barack Obama dealing in a contrasting way with similar topics or challenges. And your 1.5 million or so followers on Instagram seem to turn to your photos for some form of comfort. What is your take on this phenomenon and what motivates you to post these images?
I think I'll just say that I am a private citizen posting public domain photographs that I took, and I'm trying to do it in a subtle and respectful way as much as possible. And I think it's better to just let it speak for itself. People can draw their own conclusions.
Well, Pete, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Pete Souza is the former chief official White House photographer. His new book is Obama, An Intimate Portrait. This is 90.9 WBUR.